Thank you, Mr. Finley. Good after, oops, excuse me. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. I made it up here with my candle. Yesterday, Mr. McCullough quoted Luke 12:35 and told us to let our lights be burning, let our candles be burning. And so I took him literally. I brought my candle up here and it is burning. I don't know if you can all see it or not. I know it's just a little candle. And I didn't know what he was going to speak about, but it did tie in very well with what I planned to speak on. In the opening night message, Mr. Walker also talked about lights when he quoted Philippians 2, verses 14 and 15, which was in my notes to use. Now, how can it be that when you're the first sermonette guy, someone's already used your scriptures? It's just, but he did. Where he quoted, it says that we are to be shining lights in the midst of a perverse and crooked world. Today we're going to see that we are lights and that we need to let our light shine. Why? We live in a world of darkness, brethren. We need to shine as examples of God's way. I'd like to make another announcement. I know we had some late announcements, you know, including one about light shining in the parking lot. It just seems like it was meant to be that I'd be speaking about lights today. But I want to let you know that in 7 minutes, which is probably symbolic for 7 days of the feast that we have left, we're going to have all the lights turned off in the house. And so just to make everyone aware of that, not to be alarmed, but the lights will all go off. And I want to make sure all the ushers, I believe, are aware and they have their torches, as they call them in England. Right, Mr. Suckling? So they have their lights. And I'd say that would be symbolic for the 7 days that we still have left before we go back into this society, before we go back out into the darkness. I have 3 points I'd like to make this afternoon, or this morning, whichever it is. The first point is that you are light. You are light. Do you realize that? Do you really consider that? Do you think of yourself as a light? Mr. Walker quoted Philippians 2:15, where it talks about us as the sons of God. Let's go back to Matthew 5, a scripture I know you're familiar with, Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house." And here we have an example of that. You see it. It gives light to all. They don't put it under a bushel. And yet, is that what we have done sometimes? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We need to let people see what we believe. We need to let them know what we believe. We need to be witnesses. We need to be light. The second point, Jesus Christ is also a light. I'm sure you're all familiar with John chapter 1, verses 4 and verse 9, where it says, "In him was the life, and the life was the light of the world." So Christ is a light. Verse 9 said, "He was the true light." How can we be lights, brethren? It's because we have Christ living within us, don't we? And with Christ in us, then it allows us to be a light as well. So the second point is Christ is a light. The first point is that we are lights. We're lights because Christ is in us. It's interesting, yesterday Mr. McCullough said we have an invitation to a wedding supper. We're to be part of the bride of Christ. I'd like to ask you, and I'm sure some of you fathers have considered this as you ponder who your daughter marries. I know I've gone through that, as some of you from Eugene are familiar. I have two daughters yet, one's married. But you think about these things, about the person your daughter's going to marry. And now as my son is approaching that age, I think about the girl that he will marry. Don't you think our Heavenly Father looks at us and wonders, what kind of person are you? He was a light. He lived his life as a light. Do you think our Heavenly Father would want him to marry someone who's not a light, who's in darkness? Third point. In a pre-feast letter encouraged the ministry to give meaty, inspirational messages, Mr. McCullough said the following. We all recognize the time is coming when we won't find it as easy to gather together and worship God at the feast. Jesus said, I must do the works of him who sent me. While it is day, the night comes when no man can work. The night comes when no man can work. And I think those 7 minutes must be about up. I see the lights are starting to go off. And the lights have gone off. And I say I have a light under here that's still on. Can you all see the light? Can you see the candle? I've asked that the ushers also light the interpreters. That's how it is for us, brethren, that if we're not light, the whole world will be in darkness, just as we're in darkness right now. And even though this is only one candle power, that's how light is measured, but one candle power can be seen as far as 3 miles, maybe further, and your light can be seen by many. If we're not a light, the people of this world will not see the message of God. We might not feel that we each are a very bright light, but even if you're a candle, many will see. Can you bring the lights back up, please? Sometimes we think, oh, I can't do it. I'm just one person. I'm in a remote area. But what was the message that we had yesterday? Wasn't it one of urgency? Did we just hear that message and let it, you know, say, oh, yeah, that was a great message. I thought that was a stir to action message. That we need to realize that we're living at the end time and that we need to be lights, that we need to let our light shine. And we should not take this passively. We should not take this in a lukewarm manner. That we need to stir ourselves up and be examples. We need to take the bushel basket off our light. Because how many of us have grown up in the church like I have and can remember a time when we were very secretive about what we believe and still live that way and are afraid to tell people what we believe? Haven't we put a bushel over our light? Brethren, you are light. You're the light of this world. And in 7 days, we're going to go back out. And even though we might just be a small candle, we can make a difference. We need to let our light shine as Christ let his light shine. The closer we are to God in prayer, in Bible study, in fasting, in meditation, the brighter we'll be. And it's time that we do that. It's time that we take that seriously and that we let our light shine. Brethren, you are the light. Be the light. Don't hide it under a basket. Use this time that God has given before the time of darkness to let your light shine.